tell a man sounding healthier by the minute, I think. That was Saturday from his Pyrmont Cure Week, played by Albrecht and Heinrich Rau, violin and viola respectively, Clemens Malich, cello, and Wolfgang Hochstein, harpsichord. And just for extra authenticity, that recording was made at one of the rescue centres that continue to operate in Bad Pyrmont.
Over the course of the prom season, from now until the 2nd of September, every Monday lunchtime, Radio 3 heads to London's Cadogan Hall for chamber music of all shapes and sizes. A stellar cast of musicians includes pianist Imogen Cooper, tenor Ian Bostridge, and trumpeter Tina Ting-Helset, along with the UK premiere of Sir Harrison Birtwistle's The Moth Requiem. Chamber music at the BBC Proms. Live Monday lunchtimes at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 3, or catch up with the first concert featuring violinist Wilde Frang by going online to the Radio 3 website.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Friday night, it's 11:30, and a little later than usual, but all good things come to those who wait. Here's Lopa Katari with World on 3.
Thanks, John. Well, the summer is in full swing, and over the next couple of weeks, things are just going to get hotter, along with the weather, I hope, for a final blitz of music festivals before the August breather. So tonight's programme is going to be just that, a bit of a musical blitz. Starting with this, Australia's The Bombay Royale, an 11-piece band who combine three theatrics with a huge helping of kitsch. They're over in the UK for the first time ever, and they're going to be playing at Lamatree, Cambridge Folk, Secret Garden and WOMAD. And like all Bollywood musicals, there's something for everyone in this. You, me, bullets, love.
सब तेरा प्यार दीवाना पिस्तौल में गोली रहते हैं तेरा मेरा मेरा तेरा तक तक हो जाए इसी तरफ सारा देखना अकेले दिल से मत मारू जब छूटे गाड़ी मुझे साथ लेना दिल मेरा कमजोर मैं नहीं रुकना हम तुम सब तेरा प्यार दीवाना पिस्तौल में गोली रहते हैं तेरा मेरा मेरा तेरा धक धक हो जाए इसी तरफ जरा देखना
Should they ever choose to do a Pink Panther movie in India, I think the Bombay Royale would fit right into the soundtrack. You, Me, Bullets, Love, the title track of their album. And you can catch the group at a festival near you this week. I'm Lopa Kotari. Tonight on World on Three, we're going to be travelling pretty much all over the globe at a cracking pace. And my guests in session are the hard-working, hard-living Paris-based Cajun band Sarah Savoy and the Francadians, who came by a few weeks ago when they were over here for the Songlines Encounters Festival. I've also got a recording that is somewhat more than vintage. It's 103 years old. Quite a find by all accounts. Just some of the treats in store for you tonight. This is Italian rock star Zucchero, a guy who's played with American idols Randy Jackson, duetted with Paul Young and recorded with Luciano Pavarotti. His last album, La Sesión Cubana, was recorded in Cuba with a host of guests. This is Pana, on which he's joined by the Spanish singer-cum-actress Bebe.
We'll be right back.
Mad Manouche, a group that sort of defies definition. Their last album was more gypsy grooves. This one is electro swing. They're from Germany and their album Train to New Orleans has lots of lovely tunes on it, like that one, which was the title track. Now, another artist who defies definition is this woman, Maria José Silvar, who goes by the name of Cez. She's from Galicia, and her album Cochenio Destrazado, that came out last week, has just about every genre of music on it. As a selection, it doesn't really work for me, but there is no doubt that she's pretty talented. Here's a track that has her doing country rock in her own style. Fast-paced Galician bluegrass, perhaps.
Hoje não posso acordar, hoje não posso cantar. Hoje sinto necessidade imperiosa e terca de bailar. Hoje não quero sentir, hoje não quero fingir. Hoje esse ritmo que faz ferver o sangue não me deixa nem viver. Hoje prefiro pensar que o mundo gira em torno a mim. Hoje é que tenho meu mal, hoje não tenho rival. Hoje só pido que quede muita, muita, muita pista por gastar. Tenho o corpo tremer e o pulso todo correr. Y el corazón se bombea, melodías que a cabeza van perder. Hoy voy a tener que esperar o que me quiera ver morrer. ¡Déjale ahí, Calviño! Vivo feliz e contenta e a tormenta que venha se tem que vir. Pero non quero chorar, nem para venir lamentar. Nada de todo iso que un sorriso non me queira provocar. Hoxe vai ter que perder o que aposté polo rival. E teño o corpo a tremer, e o pulso a todo correr. E os pés en revolución, sen a menor solución. E a pelvis quere marchar, e non a podo crear. Y el corazón bate a mil, y no son quien de fingir. Yo siempre prefiero pensar que el mundo gira en torno a mí. Y en torno a mí.
Sun is rising and this bag weighs down my shoulder. I can't come back to bed even though I wanna hold ya. Those bills they scream for pay and so the storm we got a soldier. As you lay a sip away and whisper my regret, it breaks my heart to see you sad. I know I'll be okay.
Marianne, say you'll stay.
Keep the fire burning till it guides me home again. This coat is getting heavy, but the rain it keeps me sober. Waking up alone again's a hard thing to get over. I count the days to shore as every minute brings me closer. Saying goodbye, that's a lie. Our aching hearts forget. Waves roar, but I sing louder. Soon these arms will be around her again.
Marianne, won't you wait?
Tell me you still love me, and I know I'll be okay.
Marianne, say.
the fire burn until it guides me home again.
Cornish shanty singers, The Fisherman's Friends and Mary-Ann from their album One and All, due out in August and dedicated to Trevor Grills, their band member, who died earlier this year. In fact, it's Trevor's voice taking the lead on that song. A couple more tracks before we hear from the artists in session tonight, Sarah Savoie and the Francadians. First up, a group of Romans. Well, more like a group of musicians who all hook up in Rome to play music, but they are all Italian. Scanto di Cuore love playing around with traditional tunes and vocals and giving them a light-handed, non-traditional twist. Like on this track, Betu Sole.
Sole, bedu, bedu, sole, beda, beda, luna, beda, beda, luna, bedu, bedu, sole, bedu, bedu, sole, beda, beda, luna, beda, beda, luna, bedu, bedu,
sole. Bedu, 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 la mattina, bedu, cita, dico, te dico, sì, la prima, e canto bella, sì, ma sta canzone, da questo mondo ti esimo, l'uomo sole, ah.
Thank you. sole, bedda, bedda, luna, bedda, bedda, luna.
Two-tone leper with a soul of fire. You're a one-turn keeper of a shiver delivered to a skin-covered spine. In a moment's tingle, your face so haunty-taunt. Sing song laughing and a lifeline stranger with a ripping and a sipping and a low-key no touchy with a rolled-off dance and the freedom to show you love. Oh, but your Gucci no better than my steel shoes and blue jeans. No, your Gucci no better than my steel shoes. I tell your Gucci no better than my steel shoes and my blue jeans. No, 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 no. Playing cards and drinking on a feather bed is a picture of a lover with a tattoo of the dead. Tarot guru with a future told in the beautiful tongue of a rock and roll down to earth. Shine your pink light, Venus on a rhinestone stepper, skipping off feet in an army bow. Root on lover, when you admit desire, you lift the one you want. Oh, but your Gucci no better than my steel shoes and blue jeans. No, 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 Gucci no better than my steel shoes at all. Your Gucci no better than my steel shoes and my blue jeans. No, 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 no.
Obama says there are two Irish bands that he likes, and that was one of them, the High Kings. And given that they've been voted Ireland's Folk Band of the Year for 4 years running, there are many other people who feel the same. That was Gucci from their forthcoming album, Friends for Life, due out in September. U2 are Obama's other Irish band of choice, in case you were wondering. So over to Sarah Savoy and the Francadians, who came in last month to do a session for us here at Broadcasting House. We talked about food, family, and how Louisiana fits in with living in Paris.
À danser, il m'a dit qu'il m'aimait. Oh. parti travailler et on va se marier quand il reviendra de grand.
La Valse de Grand Guédon from Sarah Savoy and her merry band of the Francadians. And that sweet little voice in the background. And you know, if you're listening, you might hear a bit of giggling during the songs, but that is Anna. You're delightful.
She was dancing. Yes, and she's trying to find her BBC visitor badge now. She's very proud of this one. Yeah, that's yours. That's yours.
That's not mine. That song, Sarah, where'd you get it from?
I say I wrote it, but the truth is that I stole it from a Dolly Parton song called From Dover, and I just changed the name of the town and changed the melody and stuff, but kept the story, and it's a very, very sad song. So,
tell me something about yourself and this band, because you are born and bred Louisiana, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
been raised.
This fabulous motley crew that you've got here, which is Laurent, who plays the
Manolo.
Manolo, who goes by the name of Manolo.
Yes.
And that is probably another whole story.
He's Spanish and he was born in France and he was in a punk band or something where there was another Laurent. And they said, well, we can't have two Laurents and you're Gonzalez, so you should be Manolo. And so that stuck.
And then we've got
David Roland.
Got David.
Who's playing accordion and singing with me. And he also plays fiddle on the new album and then he plays guitar in some songs and he does a little bit of everything and he also mixed and mastered the new album and then there's Vincent who fixes my guitar and makes accordions and fiddles and whatever else and he plays fiddle in the band and sometimes he plays guitar in the Zydeco numbers and he doesn't sing.
But he plays the fiddle beautifully, right?
Oh, he sure does, yeah.
But all of you three guys are Paris-based. And is that where you met Sarah?
Yeah, in a close suburb we met.
yeah, my family was playing in France, and I went to play with them, and I met David there, and I was living in Russia. And he said, well, Russia's not as far a flight as Louisiana, so you should come over here and play Cajun music sometimes. And I said, all right. So we started doing it.
You lived in Russia?
I fell in love with Dostoevsky when I was 14.
And you just
I wanted to learn Russian, so I did. So I lived in Moscow for 5 years.
And were you playing music at that time?
For a very brief period, I had a rockabilly band.
A Russian rockabilly band.
Rockabilly is a pretty huge scene, like on the underground. There's a whole dress code and everything. It's pretty amazing.
What took you to Paris then?
Playing music with these guys.
It sounds as though music for you is always a kind of family affair. I mean, your parents are... Is it right to call them Cajun royalty? That you come from Cajun
that's
royalty?
That's what everybody says. I mean, yeah, they're totally the king and queen of it, if you ask me, but I guess I'm biased.
David, you're the accordion player in this group. Is your accordion made by Sarah's father?
Of course.
It is it?
And that's how we met. When I first bumped into Sarah, she was playing with the family band, and I was coming to see the gig. But not in first place to see the gig. I was coming to get an accordion I ordered. He brought it to play with it, to make it softer, you know. And then at the very end of the tour, on the last gig, I got the accordion. So I met the whole bunch.
So he test drove the accordion he'd made for you.
Yeah.
Let it pass its first test and then had it to you.
That way he travels lightly too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there's some video where you can see Mark stepping on the accordion to show how solid it is. Yeah. And when you meet Mark and you see how big he is, you know it's very solid. Yeah. The little boxes are.
Is this what you've been playing
like
tonight?
Yeah, those two.
Wow. And now here you are playing with Sarah Savoy at the BBC. I think that gives us a great lead into the next song on a hot summer's day in June. Where does this song come from then, Sarah?
This song is written by D.L. Menard. He is the Cajun Hank Williams. And he never actually recorded this song. He just wrote it and then said that it was too high or too low for him to sing.
So here we are. A beautiful day in June.
Sitting by my tent on shore, come wash my heavy hair. Still a short cush for my hair. She did too many attic seats. She got her shoes on by the way. Dip a chair, mash on share. Crispy apple, little hurry. Put your shrine with Sally Glees. Let's go. She's on by the lane, dip share, mash and share.
some nifty fiddling there from Vincent Blin. A beautiful day in June, and indeed it was when Sarah and crew popped in to record that session. You can hear the second part of it in about 20 minutes' time. You're listening to Lopa Qatari here on BBC Radio 3. Now, I hope that some of you are going to be at WOMAD in Charlton Park next weekend. I'm going to be there along with a Radio 3 all-female cast of Marianne Kennedy, Lucy Duran and Fiona Talkington. We've got some great music lined up for you on the Radio 3 stage, and you can join us in person or join us on the radio and online as we broadcast to you live every afternoon and evening to bring you the best of what's going on at the festival, alongside enticing some of the musicians to come and squeeze into the mobile studio with us for some really up-close and personal sessions. And one of the groups who are going to be there are the Colombian big band Onda Tropica, put together by bandleader Mario Galeano and Brit producer Will Holland. Here's their take on a Fela Kuti 1971 classic, Chop and Quench.
Cuento que cuando llegó el padre Cástulo a Cartagena, averiguando sus raíces, llegó al pueblo de San Basilio de Palenque. Los negros le dijeron que habían sido los primeros que habían dado el grito de independencia en América. Y sí, los primeros que se quitaron el garrote. Y ustedes en el Pacífico, ¿cómo les va, Marquito?
Bueno, Michi, mira que nosotros acá nos va peor que ustedes, porque hemos sido más pasivos y no fuimos capaces de quitarnos el yugo español con el tiempo que ustedes lo hicieron. Pero bueno, ahí vamos y tenemos que seguir. We'll be right back.
time will allow, boys, best do it now, boys, best do it now. Plow, boys, if the time will allow, boys, best do it now, boys, best do it now. Hey, boys, ain't gonna hay, boys, do it the hay, boys, ain't gonna hay. Hey, boys, ain't gonna hay, boys, do it the hay, boys, ain't gonna hay.
Talarico colou e de olho ficou na mulher do José. Ele cumprimentou e sorriso jogou pra testar sua fé. Um outro amigo viu a inveja do cão, mas pagou para ver. Alisou seu canhão, recobrou a razão e tentou se conter. Talarico safado pagou de galã, é mal educado, quer ser Don Juan. Corteja a mulher do alheio, não tem disciplina. Conhece a lei que domina a quebrada. Nessa eu desconfiei da coitada da mina. Se o chicote está lá, não vai ter pra onde correr. Foge sujeito safado, vá se esconder. Sebo nessas canelas, corre, corre, talarico. Se eles pegarem você, vão meter o maçarico. Foi pra cima da mulher do Sidney. Ela tava lá sozinha a bailar. Novamente eu registrei. Sidney voltou pro banheiro e ficou muito cabelo. Mandou um soco certeiro. Ei, ei. Talarico está telado, caiu. Levantou atordoado e pela pista fugiu. Pega lá pra capa, safado. Foge, peixe, ensaboado. O seu veredito foi dado, cê foi julgado culpado e pelos manos vai ser flagelado. Certa vez alguém perguntou:
que senão Talarico levou?
Nunca mais foi visto na área. Oh, oh. Se o chicote está lá, não vai ter pra onde correr. Foge sujeito safado, vá se esconder. Sebo nessas canelas, corre, corre, talarico. Se eles pegarem você, vão meter o maçarico. Se o chicote está lá, não vai ter pra onde correr. Foge sujeito safado, vá se esconder. Sebo nessas canelas, corre, corre, talarico. Se eles pegarem você, vão meter o maçarico.
Talarico from rapper Rodrigo Oggi with Stereo Dubs, Hipsters from Sao Paulo. The London-based Brazilian music label Maisum Discos has brought out a double CD compilation called Da Hora, Underground Sounds of Urban Brazil, Hip-Hop, Beats, Afro and Dub. 32 tracks of stuff that is as diverse as the country, but a pretty good snapshot of what's going on in the urban scene. And that track followed a bit of Fiddler on the Roof-style bluegrass from Gordy Mackerman and his Rhythm Boys, who hail from Prince Edward Island off Canada's eastern seaboard. Gordy Mackman and his Rhythm Boys, by the way, are going to be on the Mark Radcliffe Folk Show live on BBC Radio 2 on the 28th of August. Now, I don't know why, but this next song has been playing in my head over the last few days, so I took it as a sign to add it to tonight's playlist. It's the title track from Ghanaian septuagenarian Ebu Taylor and his album Love and Death that came out 2 years ago. Easygoing, soulful Afrobeat, an absolute classic.
Yeah, you for Nenyo me nyuswa. one I'm at your punk room.
Nuevo Tangoistas, Argentina's Otros Aires, and the Big Man Dancing from their album Otros Aires 4, continuing the legacy of tango's revolutionary Astor Piazzolla. And so back to the second part of that session with Serra Savoie and the Francadians, and a song that is obviously close to Serra's heart, Cajun Born.
I was born on the bayou, 30 miles out of Lafayette. My daddy is a Cajun man, and he taught me how to plow. I remember mama's breakfast, couscous in the cayenne, steamed syrup on a beignet. Lord, I wish I had some now. I'm Cajun born, and I'm Cajun bred. And when I die, be Cajun dead. If I die in Alaska, if I die in Ohio, my soul will find its way back to the bayou. We went to church every Sunday. We had a French-speaking preacher man. Kids joked about the preacher man, 'cause we thought he wore a dress. After church we'd have a party, Cajun music on the front lawn. My mama singing Jolie Blonde. Gosh, you better sing her out of me. I'm Cajun born and I'm Cajun bred. And when I die, I'll be Cajun dead. If I die in Alaska, if I die in Ohio, my soul will find its way back to the bayou. When I get enough to marry, gonna get a Cajun baby, someone sorta like my daddy, 'cause there ain't no other kind. Wherever fortune takes me, if it makes me or it breaks me, those memories don't forsake me, Louisiana on my mind. I'm Cajun born and I'm Cajun bred, and when I die, I'll be Cajun dead. If I die in Alaska, if I die in Ohio, my soul will find its way back to the bayou. I'm Cajun born and I'm Cajun bred, and when I die, I'll be Cajun dead. If I die in Alaska, if I die in Ohio, my soul finds way back to the bayou. I'm Cajun born and I'm Cajun bred. When I die, I'll be Cajun dead. If I die in Alaska, if I die in Ohio, my soul will find its way back to the bayou.
A song there called Cajun Born from Sarah Savoy and the Francadians. Sarah, is that how you feel? Cajun born, Cajun bred, and when you die, Cajun
dead? I'll be Cajun dead. My dad never actually taught me how to plow, though.
But you do work the land. You do, don't you? You are.
Oh, I do. Even in Paris,
You have a kitchen garden.
I rent a garden so that I can grow okra and jalapenos and cayenne peppers and the important things like that in Paris, because I can't buy them anywhere.
And you are a chef.
I'm that too, and I do all kind of stuff.
And you've got a cookbook coming out.
I do, in October in Scotland, so it's actually going to be in English.
In Scotland?
Yeah, they're publishing it there.
A Cajun food book.
Yeah, I think that's pretty great, because I do most of my touring over here, and we're going to sell it in the States too, but I do most of my touring over here, I do most of my cooking over here. And I think that's going to be the best way to do it, because in the U.S. it would only be U.S. measurements, and here it can be more European for everybody. And
so if there was a recipe or a menu that described your music well, what would you serve up with your music?
Dang. that's hard to say. But I would say in Paris, shrimp etouffee with smothered okra and bourbon bread pudding.
Yeah,
because even the sweetness is a little bit sassy. So.
You like a little bit of spice in there, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
We were playing in Bradford in June, so the radio wanted to talk to me after that, and they said, "Well, that was a pretty racy show, wasn't it?" And I said, "Well, I thought I was calming things down. There were kids in the audience, so yeah, I like things to be kind of a little racy, a little funny. I get a kick out of stuff like that." So.
Do you write a lot of the songs that you perform with the band?
I just wrote 10 songs about a week ago. All of a sudden, one of my friends gave me this idea, and he said, "You know, Sarah, you already have a name for yourself in Cajun music, and you're a Savoy, and you're Sarah Savoy, so you should do an album of only your songs, but Cajun songs." And he said, "But just don't write them all about getting drunk." And I said, "Oh, well, what can I write about then?" So I did. I wrote, there are two of them about getting drunk. But out of 10, that's not bad.
But a lot of the covers that you do, or the songs that you grew up with, that you heard when you were
Totally, yeah. I grew up like in love with Elvis Presley and listening to Wanda Jackson and Then also, I've always loved Patsy Cline and Hank Williams and Dolly Parton. And so I've listened to a lot of country and rock and roll. I just thought, why not add all these different influences in? So my parents are Mark and Ann Savoine. They're like the greatest Cajun musicians. Top 10, anyway. And then I also grew up listening to this great rock and roll and this great country music. And there was a whole lot of that in Louisiana, and since we're right next to Texas anyway. And so I just said, well, let's mix up all these influences and see what happens. And I like what happened. I'm happy with it. It would have been really, really hard, I think, for me to try and do just straight up Cajun music, because my family's already so good at it. I think I had to have another take on it to make a name for myself.
Sarah, tell me, what is the thing that marks Cajun music separate from Zydeco?
It's acoustic, first of all. It's in Cajun French instead of Creole French. Zydeco is a lot more blues and even a little bit of rock in there. It's got sort of this African heavy kind of sexy feel, whereas Cajun music's like white people two-stepping, you know. It's like, I don't know. It's more like country music, country folk, whereas Zydeco is more bluesy rock.
Have you as a family all recorded anything together?
Yes. Before I moved to Russia, we did the first Savoy Family Band album, and then they recorded another one when I was just moving to France, and I think they're in the studio right now working on a third one.
So, I believe that you're now going to deliver the condemned into the flames.
Pray for me, Mama.
Flames of hell. This is the last song that you're going to do for us.
Michael Doucet.
Tell me something about it.
Michael Doucet once joked that this song is called Stuck in Traffic on the Oakland Bay Bridge. So we say it's Stuck in Traffic on the
N25.
The Flames of
Hell.
It's
really called The Flames of Hell. And it's written by?
It's traditional. I don't think anybody specific wrote this. Does anybody know?
It's an old gospel. English gospel song translates.
Oh, really? Mm. Wow. See, who knows? It's a traditional Cajun song. It's one of the most played, most well-known Cajun songs.
Flames of Hell.
Les Flammes d'Enfer.
One, two,
m'a te donné, j'aurais pleuré, c'est un bon temps, mais aujourd'hui, pas brûlé, je suis condamné, ouais dans le flamme d'enfer, non, 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 non. T'as déguisé que là, c'est ton neveu, c'est ton petit Dieu, priez pour moi, sois mon âme, ouais, les flammes d'enfer, non, 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 non. Thank you.
leaving us dancing but condemned to the flames of hell. Sarah Savoy, Manolo Gonzalez, David Roland and Vincent Blanc, the Francadians who came in to record that session back in June. I'm Lopa Kotari and you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. As I mentioned earlier on in the programme tonight, WOMAD is next weekend and Marianne Kennedy, Lucy Duran, Fiona Talkington and I are all going to be bringing you some fantastic music live from Charlton Park. On the BBC Radio 3 stage, we've got Family Atlantica from Venezuela, DJ Tudo and crew from Brazil, the Reverend Peyton and his Big Damn Band from Louisiana, Dawang Gang from Mongolia and Scotland's Red Hot Chili Pipers, to name but a few. It all kicks off on Radio 3 on Friday the 26th at 11 o'clock at night. Be sure to tune in. And closing the festival on the Sunday night is this legend, Brazil's Gilberto Gil. I don't know what his lineup's going to be, but it could be something like his latest project, Concerto de Cordas y Máquinas de Ritmo, Concert for Strings and Rhythm Machine. This song is a reworking of one of his much-loved tunes, Sunday in the Park. How appropriate.
O rei da brincadeira, José, o rei da confusão, João. Um trabalhava na feira, José, outro na construção, João. A semana passada, no fim da semana, João resolveu não brigar. No domingo de tarde saiu apressado e não foi pra Ribeira jogar capoeira, não foi pra lá. Pra Ribeira foi namorar. O José, como sempre, no fim da semana guardou a barraca e subiu. Foi fazer no domingo um passeio no parque, lá perto da boca do rio. Foi no parque que ele avistou Juliana, foi que ele viu. Foi que ele viu Juliana seu sonho, uma ilusão. Juliana e o amigo João. O espinho da rosa feriu Zé e o sorvete gelou seu coração. Sorvete, a rosa, oi José. A rosa e o sorvete, oi José. Oi dançando no peito, oi José. Do José brincalhão, oi José. O sorvete e a rosa, ô José. A rosa e o sorvete, ô José. Hoje girando na mente, ô José. O José brincalhão, ô José. Juliana girando, ô girando. Oi na roda gigante, ô girando. Oi na roda gigante, ô girando. O amigo João. O sorvete é morango, é vermelho. Ô girando, girando, é vermelho. Ô girando, girando, é vermelho. Ô girando, girando, olha a faca, olha o sangue na mão. José, Juliana no chão. José, outro corpo caído. José, seu amigo João. E José, amanhã não tem feira. E José, não tem mais construção. E João, não tem mais brincadeira. E José, não tem mais confusão. E João. We'll be right back.
عينيكم فحيونا نحييكم أعطيناكم فحيونا نحييكم فحيونا نحييكم طارق نحن بنات طارق نمشي على النمارق مشي القتل بوارق والمسك في المفارق والمسك في المفارق نحن بنات طارق نحن بنات طارق نمشي على النمارق مشي القتل بوارق والمسك في المفارق والمسك في المفارق ودر في المخانق ودر في المخانق في المخانق في
ونفرش النمارق canción d'amore. Ah, tout pirou. Ah, tout pirou. Ah, tout pirou non fare. Però نحن بنات طارق نحن بنات طارق نمشي على المبارق مشي القتل بارق والمسك في المفارق والمسك في المفارق دن داني داني ودن دن داني داني ودن دن داني داني ودن دن داني داني.
Belgian-born Moroccan singer Leila Amizian, combining Sufi and Arabic poetry with jazz, electro dance and rock. Triode is her debut album and it's well worth a listen. That song was Tirhab, a traditional song performed by the Kena, who Leila says were the courtesans of the Arab world. And so to my final piece of music this evening and my oldest. The song I'm going to play was recorded in 1910 by Abd al-Hay Hilmi. He was born into Egyptian high society in 1857 and he died in 1912. He was known for his voice drinking and stomping out of a performance like a spoilt child if he didn't see any nice-looking people in the audience. When he sang, he threw the rule book out the window and just improvised to his heart's content, which is what made him such a successful artist. From what I've read, although he may have been driven by a higher calling, it was money that seduced him on this earth. I'm not yet sure when this amazing and lovingly restored collection of recordings is going to be released, but I haven't got my hands on an advanced copy. It's too bright a gem to sit in my collection without sharing with you. So here is the oldest record I have ever played on my programme. Taksim Layali, a mawal, a style of improvisation that Hilmi excelled at and that some say no one has matched since. And I love that you can hear his audience calling out their appreciation in the background. Till next week, see you at WOMAD. Good night.
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Our overnight musical journey usually crisscrosses Europe, but we do sometimes venture further afield, and most of the chamber music performances that filled these first 2 hours this morning were given this time last year in South Korea. We visited the mountain resort of Pyeongchang on the programme before. In 5 years from now, it'll be the centre of worldwide attention as the venue for the 2018 Winter Olympics. Well, 2012 saw the 9th annual Great Mountains Music Festival, and from last year's event, let's hear the young Taiwanese-American violinist Paul Huang first, with Jiwon Park at the piano, in Bartok's Romanian folk dances.
Thank you.
Botok's Romanian folk dancers from Hungary, as he called them in 1915. He dropped the latter part of the title when Transylvania, where he'd found most of the tunes, joined Romania 3 years later. Paul Huang and Jiwon Park were the players. Successful works for string trio aren't all that numerous, one each by Mozart and Beethoven, and Doch Nanni followed in their footsteps at the turn of the 20th century with this five-movement serenade in C. The performers are Clara Jumi Kang, violin, Maxim Risenov, viola, and Louise Claret, cello.